Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
V mene Otca i Syna i Ducha Svätého. Amen.
Jesus wants to speak and to pray, so I'm going to speak and pray with Jesus.
Ježíš chce hovoriť a modlit sa, tak sa ideme modliť a hovoriť s ním.
Come divine will, come speak in our speaking, come pray in our praying.
Príď Božia vôľa, hovor v našom rozprávaní, modli sa v našej modlitbe.
Come breathe in our breathing, come think in our thinking.
Dýchaj v našom dýchu, mysli v našej mysli.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most people that I meet on my travels suffer from a very similar wound.
Väčšina ľudí, s ktorými sa stretávam pri svojej misijnej činnosti, má podobné zranenia.
It's the wounds caused by the Father.
Sú to rany spôsobené Otcom.
The Father is meant to love us from the moment we are conceived.
Otec by nás mal milovať od momentu nášho počatia.
And as babies and children, we are meant to experience the Father's love lavished upon us.
A ako deti a v tom našom vývoji pre nás bolo vybraté to, aby sme boli otcami vymilovaní, milovaní. But, a zažívali sme otcovskú lásku.
But the majority of us don't experience that.
Ale väčšina z nás toto nezažila.
Some of us experience indifference.
Niektorí z nás sme prežili nezaujatosť.
Some people encounter alcoholism and anger.
Niekto alkoholizmus a hnev.
And some encounter violence.
A niekto aj veľké násilie.
And even sexual crime.
Aj sexuálne zneužitie.
That's whether you're male or female.
A to je jedno, či sme muži alebo ženy.
That wound distorts our relationship with the Heavenly Father.
A tieto rany prekrútili a pokrivili náš vzťah s nebeským Otcom.
And we can try and mentally try and work our way through it.
A skúšame sa cez to dostať takou tou mentálnou prácou, spracovávaním.
But deep down we've been traumatized.
Ale hlboko vnútri sme boli zranení.
And sometimes we're also carrying a wound from our mother as well.
A niekedy nesieme rany aj od našich mám.
Because we haven't had the love that we should have had.
Lebo sme nedostali lásku, ktorú sme mali dostať.
So Jesus has given Our Lady all the graces you need to bring healing.
A Ježiš dal matke Pane Márii všetky milosti potrebné k uzdravovaniu týchto rán.
And he has appointed her mother to us all.
A predurčil ju, aby bola matkou nás všetkých.
And that motherhood of Mary means she brings healing and restoration.
A toto materstvo Pane Márie, materstvo Panny Márie prináša obnovenie a uzdravenie.
And she carries all the graces needed for your healing, your renewal, your transformation.
A ona vlastní všetky milosti, ktoré potrebuješ k svojmu uzdraveniu, obnove a rastu.
So tonight I'm going to invite you to turn to the Queen.
Takže dnes večer každého pozývam, aby sa obrátil ku Kráľovnej.
The Queen who is your mother.
Kráľovna je tvoja matka.
And the Queen who will violently crush the head of the serpent.
A Kráľovna, ktorá pošliape Satanovi hlavu.
And where the serpent has managed to gain entrance to your life.
A kdekoľvek sa tento had pokúšal vniknúť do tvojho života.
And whatever wounds that serpent has caused to you.
A akékoľvek rány tento had ti spôsobil.
Our Lady will both crush him.
Panna Mária mu pošliape hlavu, pošliape ho.
Take out the poison.
Vytiahne ten jed.
And heal the wound.
A uzdraví tie rany.
Because that's what she does.
Lebo toto robí.
Many of us tend to have a relationship with Our Lady that is limited to a devotion.
A veľa z nás má vzťah s Pannou Máriou, ktorý končí len pri takej zbožnej úcte.
But a real consecration to Mary reveals her to us as a saint maker.
Ale práve uctievanie a zasvetenie sa Mári spôsobuje v nás a nám ju ukazuje ako tú, ktorá robí v nás svetosť. Je vykonávateľka svetosti.
In order to make you a saint, she needs to bring you healing.
A preto, aby z nás mohla urobiť svätých, potrebuje priniesť uzdravenie.
So that not only can you walk on your own two feet.
A nie len, že budeš kráčať po obidvoch nohách.
But you can run.
Ale budeš bežať.
And you can fly.
A budeš môcť lietať.
And this is because Jesus has given her this office.
A je to preto, lebo Ježiš jej zveril takýto úrad.
And this also is part of what is revealed to us in the Divine Royal Writings.
A toto je nám zjavované aj v Lizinných spisoch.
The interior life of Mary.
Vnútorný život Márie.
And all the things that she wants to give us.
A všetko to, čo nám chce dať.
And she asks us time and time again, ask me.
A neustále nás pýta a hovorí nám, pýtaj ma, pros ma, chci odo mňa.
Take this from me.
Zober si to odo mňa.
She wants to give us things.
Ona nám chce dávať veci.
She wants to enrich us.
Chce nás obohacovať.
So, our first challenge of the evening.
Takže prvá výzva nášho večera.
Comes from Medjugorje in around the year 1982. Yes.
Aha, pochádza z Medjugorja,
the year 1982.
1982.
And from a book written by Father Slavko.
A z knihu, ktorú napísal otec Slavko Barbarič.
And a group of people in Medjugorje were praying together.
Keď sa skupina ľudí v Medjugorji spoločne modlila.
And Our Lady asked for a moment of silence.
Panna Mária žiadala o moment ticha.
And in a moment of silence, Our Lady spoke to them.
A v tom tichu k ním hovorila.
And said to them, give me the invite me to pass through your hearts and give me the freedom to do whatever I wish to do.
Takže ona im povedala, pozvite ma, aby som mohla vstúpiť do vašich srdc a dajte mi slobodu, aby som mohla urobiť, čo chcem, čo si želám.
So, we're going to take a moment of silence.
Takže my pôjdeme do chvíle ticha.
And I'm going to invite you to ask Our Lady to enter into your hearts.
A potom vás pozývam vás, aby ste poprosili a požiadali Pannu Máriu, aby vstúpila do vášho srdca.
And to give her the freedom to do whatever she wants to do.
A dajte jej slobodu, aby mohla robiť čokoľvek chce.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
so, eight years ago.
Asi pred 80 rokmi.
Is it 8 years? No. It was 2014. So it's 9 years ago. 9 years ago.
Pred deviatimi v 2014.
I had just completed my degree course.
A akurát som ukončil svoj kurz, kde som získal titul.
And I was driving home, which was a few hours drive.
A vracal som sa domov, niekoľko hodinová cesta.
And my right leg was in agony. My right leg.
A moja pravá noha ma nesmierne bolela.
It was giving me a lot of pain.
Veľmi som mal bolesti.
And I had to stop the car and do some stretching exercises to ease the pain.
Musel som zastaviť auto a robiť zacvičiť si, aby som uvoľnil tú bolesť.
When I got home, I found out that I had sciatica.
A keď som prišiel domov, tak som zistil, že mám chytený zápal toho nervu, ischias.
And it was a very, very painful.
A bolo to veľmi bolestivé.
Experience of sciatica.
Veľmi bolestivé to bolo.
Now, for those of you who don't know what sciatica is.
A kto ste to nezažili?
At the base of the spine, right at the bottom.
Takže v strede chrbtice.
There is a sciatic nerve.
Je ten nervus ischiaticus.
Most of the time, it behaves itself.
A často nám chce dať najavo, že je tam.
But every now and then, the muscles by the nerve have an argument with it.
Ale tie svaly, ktoré sú okolo neho, sa s ním trošku vadia.
And those muscles decide to squeeze the nerve.
A oni sa rozhodujú, že ho trošku pritlačia.
And that causes a reaction which can go down either leg.
A spôsobí to reakciu, že celá noha to pocíti.
Now, my first doctor misdiagnosed me.
A keď som šiel za prvým doktorom, tak ten to neodhadol, tú diagnózu.
And he thought I had a calf problem and I'd torn a tendon and made certain recommendations based on a torn tendon.
A jak som dobre pochopila, tak asi myslel, že má niečo s pánbou. Tak to zle diagnostikoval.
A week after following his advice, nothing was happening, it was getting worse, so I went to my family doctor.
A doporučil aj nejaké niečo s tými šlachami, aby robil, asi som to zle pochopila. A nepomohlo to, tak išiel za praktickým lekárom.
And then he didn't hesitate, he pulled out a model of the sciatic nerve and said, this is your problem.
Ale ten bol veľmi presný, určil diagnózu.
And then he directed me to do certain things to try and loosen the nerve, the muscles up.
A on ma inštruoval, aby som skúšal tak uvoľniť to svalstvo okolo nervu.
But he said, it can take months.
A povedal, že môže ti to trvať aj mesiac.
Or even years.
Alebo aj rok.
All good news, right?
Všetko fajn správy.
So we tried going to a conference. I was in agony all the time. I was taking painkillers.
Bral som lieky od bolesti, aj sme mali mať nejaké konferencie.
And people were offering me prayer ministry.
A ľudia sa ponúkali, že sa budú za mňa modliť.
But I had a real problem at this point in time. I had a real problem.
To accept it? No.
No. Okay. Accepting it was fine. I had a real problem.
Akceptoval tie modlitby, ale skutočne mal veľké bolesti.
I did not believe I could be healed.
A neveril, že by mohol byť uzdravený.
My faith levels had just dropped.
Tá úroveň dôvery v toto veľmi poklesla.
And something extraordinary happened. I received some prayer ministry.
A niečo mimoriadne sa stalo, viedol modlitebnú službu.
And the pain immediately vanished. I received some prayer ministry at New Dawn Conference.
Nie. On prijal modlitbu za uzdravenie a okamžite tá bolesť ustúpila.
Yeah, the pain vanished.
V zmysle.
And then I went from the prayer ministry area back to my tent.
A išiel som späť do svojho stanu, to bolo na tej konferencii Nové svitanie v Anglicku.
By the time I got to my tent, I was in agony again.
Ale kým sa dostal do stanu, tak bol znovu v agónii.
Because my faith level had just dropped.
Lebo znovu tá úroveň viery poklesla.
You know those burnout moments that we have?
Poznáte také tie momenty, keď vyhoríme?
Yeah, even the evangelist gets them.
Aj evangelizátori sa dostanú do takých stavov.
So we came home from the conference and I was pretty low.
A vrátil som sa z konferencie a bol som dosť na dne.
And I was basically sleeping on the living room floor.
A väčšinou som vtedy už spával na zemi v obývačke.
On a wood floor.
Na drevenej podlahe.
Because I found great comfort in the wooden floor.
Lebo to mi robilo nejakú úľavu.
You don't think we were talking about suffering earlier?
Pamätáte, že sme spomínali utrpenie?
The pain, the suffering of the wood floor was actually enjoyable.
Lebo oproti tej bolesti nervu, to ležanie na tvrdej podlahe bolo celkom také potešenie.
The rest of my body wasn't enjoying it, but the sciatic nerve was fine.
Tá časť, kde je ten nerv, tak tá bola vtedy v kľude, aj keď pre ostatné časti tela to bolo nepohodlné.
And I remember I couldn't move. I was in so much pain from this sciatic nerve.
A tak veľmi ma to bolelo, že som sa veľmi ťažko hýbal.
And what made it worse was I met several evangelists in this time.
A v tej dobe som mal stretnutia s ďalšími evangelizátormi.
Catholic evangelists, all friends of mine, I've known them for years.
Katolícki evangelizátori, priatelia, všetko, poznáme sa roky.
And in true, beautiful, optimistic fashion.
A všetci boli tak veľmi optimisticky naladení.
They all said, oh, you'll suffer from this for a long time to come. You'll suffer from this for a long time to come. Being sarcastic.
Ja som vypnutá. Čo? To bol... Ešte dlho ťa to bude trápiť. Tak.
It's all in the timing. Now, we're approaching the Feast of the Assumption.
A bolo blízko sviatku na nebo vzatia.
And I was turning to Our Lady more and more every day.
A každým dňom som sa viacej obracal k Pane Márii.
And I was saying to her, look mother, I don't have the faith to believe I can be healed.
A hovorím jej, pozri sa ma, matka, ja nemám veľkú vieru, že by som uveril, že môžem byť uzdravený.
You know, the medics have told me, the doctors have told me, it's going to take a long time, if ever.
A doktori mi povedali, že to bude trvať dlho a čo, a možno, kto vie, možno sa to ani nepočí.
And my faith is weak.
A moja viera je slabá.
So I was praying to her each day in my bed of pain.
A v tej bolesti som sa k nej každý deň modlil.
So on the Feast of the Assumption, I told my wife, I can't get to church.
A na ten sviatok, na nebo vzatia, hovorím manželke, nemôžem ísť ani do kostola.
The trip to church was a 16-mile round trip, and it was agony.
Alebo dostať sa tam bolo, znamenalo odviesť sa 16 mil a ja som bol vo veľkých bolestiach.
And it wasn't good for the children, because I'd be sitting in the car, crying in pain, while the children were sat in the back, watching me.
Takže nebolo to dobré ani pre deti ma vidieť, ako sedím za volantom, pláčem v bolesti a deti tam sedia a ma takto vidia.
But I've got to tell you, my children have got this mentality now that whenever I'm going to do some evangelization, I'm going to suffer.
Ale deti si už zvykli na to, že kedykoľvek mám nejakú evangelizáciu, tak je to spojené s tým, že budem trpieť.
So a little brief side story.
Takže trošku vedľajšia udalosť, krátka.
A couple of years later I fractured my rib cage.
Pred ešte roky dozadu som si polamal rebra.
And I was given teachings at New Dawn Conference.
A vtedy som tiež mal mať vyučovanie na tej konferencii Nové svitanie.
And I was taken into hospital at midnight.
A
from the conference.
O polnoci ma odviezli do nemocnice z konferencie.
And so the conference said, you know, we need to pray for Derek. He was taken to hospital last night.
A na tej konferencii hovorili, musíme sa modliť za Dereka, lebo bol zobratý do nemocnice včera v noci.
And so people were saying to my children, look, I'm really sorry about your dad.
A mojim deťom ľudia hovorili, no ja vám veľmi ľúto, čo sa stalo vášmu otcovi.
And all of my children were saying, it's normal.
A všetky naše deti hovorili, to je normálne.
So anyway, we come to the Feast of the Assumption.
Takže späť k tomu sviatku na nebovzatia.
I'm lying on the floor.
Ja som na zemi.
My family have gone.
Rodina odišla.
And I'm trying to move. I'm trying to get some loosen things up.
A ja sa tam skúšam nejako hýbať.
And I start talking to Our Lady.
A začal som sa rozprávať s Pannou Máriou.
And I start saying, Blessed Mother, you can heal this.
A hovorím jej, Matka, Panna Mária, ty to môžeš.
This is your feast day.
Je, máš sviatok.
And I know you like to give us gifts on your feast day.
A ja viem, že ty na svoje sviatky rada dávaš dary.
And I believe, and this was my conversation with Mary. I believe if you touch my sciatic nerve, it will be healed.
A takto som sa s ňou rozprávala. Hovorím jej, že verím, že ak sa dotkneš toho mojho nervu, tak budem uzdravený.
And I was repeating this conversation. Just one touch, Mother. Just one touch and I'll be healed.
A hovoril som s ňou takto. Jeden tvoj dotyk, Matka, jeden tvoj dotyk a budem uzdravený.
Just one touch from the Queen will change everything.
Jeden dotyk od Královny zmení všetko.
And as I was praying this and just moving about on the floor,
a ako som sa tak modlil a som sa tam hemžil na tej podlahe,
the pain vanished.
Bolesť zmizla.
Completely, 100% disappeared.
100% preč.
And I lay there for a minute thinking, no, where's it gone?
A ja som sa tam pohybovala, hovorím, kde to je?
And then I started moving my legs in a way to really test the nerve and I couldn't feel any pain.
A začal som sa skutočne už hýbať tak, že som to testoval, či funguje ten nerv a žiadna bolesť.
So I stood up, I was touching my toes, I was stretching my legs, no pain.
A postavil som sa, rozcvičujem sa, rozhýbavam sa, žiadna bolesť.
I was completely healed.
Bol som.
By one touch from the Queen.
Úplne uzdravený jedným dotykom Královny.
The nerve has tried to come back once or twice.
Ešte jeden, dvakrát ten nerv to skúšal.
All I do is a few simple exercises.
A ja som robil tie isté cvičenia.
And it loosens up straight away.
Robil ale potom už len teda cvičenia, ktoré také fyzio a nevrátilo sa to.
Now, a little side note to this story.
A také počiarov, poznámky k tomto príbehu.
I had been booked in for some physio.
Mal som už dohodnuté nejakú rehabilitáciu.
So I went ahead with the physio just to see what they would do.
Tak išiel som sa tam za ním. Mal som to už dohodnuté, tak som tam šiel, že čo mi budú radiť.
And the physio was like pressing on the nerve.
A ten fyzioterapeut stláčal tie miesta nervu.
And he was telling me what the problem was.
A povedali mi, že čo bol problém.
And he was telling me, you know, do these exercises and it'll never happen again. Do certain exercises, it'll never happen again.
A povedal mi ten fyzioterapeut, že keď budeš robiť tieto cviky, nikdy sa ti to už nevráti.
And after a couple of weeks he said, everything's good, you've got no problems here.
A po pár týždňoch povedal, ale teraz je to v poriadku, nemáš tam žiaden problém.
And I said, well, you know, I said a prayer and, you know, I do the exercises.
Takže ja som aj sa modlil, aj som robil tie cviky.
And he said this to me.
A on mi povedal.
No one else ever does the exercises. Nobody else does the exercises.
Nikto nerobí tie cviky.
So people don't recover from this because they don't do the exercises.
Ľudia sa z toho neuzdravujú, lebo nerobia tie cvičenia.
What's this got to do with us?
A čo to hovorí nám?
I can bring you healing graces from Our Lady.
Môžem vám priniesť milosti uzdravenia od našej Panny Márie.
But if you don't start doing the right exercises,
ale ak nezačnete robiť tie správne cviky,
the pain will come back.
Cvičenia, tak bolesť sa bude vracať.
You need to do the spiritual exercises.
Musíte robiť duchovné cvičenie.
You need to take responsibility for your interior life.
Musíte zobrať zodpovednosť za svoj vnútorný život.
Now the reason I say this is because time and time again people come to me, not just here, but everywhere I go.
Prečo to hovorím? Lebo všade, kde chodím, ľudia za mnou chodia s tým istým.
And they're hoping all these problems will be solved by the evangelist.
A dúfajú, že ten evangelizátor tie moje problémy vyrieši.
No, we need to learn to take ownership of the problem and sort it out.
Nie, my sa musíme naučiť zobrať ten problém a vyriešiť ho.
So what I do as an evangelist is I equip people to sort out the problem.
Takže moja úloha evangelizátora, to čo robím je, aby som vyzbrojil ľudí, aby vedeli ako riešiť problém.
Journaling is one weapon.
To zapisovanie tých vecí, čo sme spomínali, je jedna zbraň.
Daily disciplined in-depth journaling.
Denné disciplinované zápisky.
You would be surprised how much healing you will get through writing on a piece of paper.
Boli by ste prekvapení, koľké uzdravenie sa dá dosiahnuť zapisovaním na kúsok papiera.
Adoration as often as you can.
Adorácia tak často ako môžete.
Adoration is an incredible way for the Lord to reach into your depths.
Adorácia je neuveriteľná zbraň alebo moc, ako sa dá dostať do jednoty s Pánom.
And while you're adoring Jesus,
keď adorujete Ježiša,
meditate on his passion.
Meditujte nad jeho mučením.
There is more grace through 1 hour of meditation on the passion than there is through a year of scourging yourself. That's what Jesus said to Saint Faustina.
To scourging. Dobre, jedna hodina meditácie nad hodinami umučenia Pána prinesie oveľa viacej milosti ako rok bičovania sa. To povedal sestr Faustín.
Number 3, prayerful meditation on the word of God.
A po tretie, meditácia nad Božím slovom.
Another very personal testimony from me.
Ďalšie moje osobné svedectvo.
So when I was young, I was introduced to pornography.
Keď som bol mladý, tak ma niekto zaučil do pornografie.
Which simply built on the sexual abuse I'd already suffered. So sexual abuse, then pornography.
Čo už len nadväzovalo na to zneužívanie sexuálne predtým.
Consequently, when I have this conversion at the age of 24,
keď som mal 24 a zažil som obrátenie.
Whenever I go to adoration, my mind is filled with sexual thoughts.
Kdekoľvek som šiel na adoráciu, tak mysel zápasila so sexuálnymi myšlienkami.
I'm plagued by them year after year after year. Can't chase the sexual thoughts.
A neustále ma to prenasledovalo roky.
Constantly confessing them.
A neustále som sa z toho spovedal.
But it's almost like a waste of time.
Ale bolo to ako strata času.
And most priests are telling me, you're never going to get over this.
A veľa kňazov mi povedalo, aj tak sa toho nikdy nezbavíš.
That beautiful optimism again, yeah?
To je taký ten optimizmus.
So what I start to do in my 40s is I start to meditate on the word of God.
A v 40-ke som začal meditovať nad Božím slovom.
I start to memorize the Psalms.
Začal som sa učiť na spameť žalmy.
Because the early church fathers, the desert fathers, taught their young disciples to memorize Psalms.
Lebo púštni otcovia učili tých svojich mladých, ktorí sa prišli za nimi pýtať o rady, aby sa učili na spameť žalmy.
So I memorized about 12 of my favorite Psalms.
Takže som sa naučil naspamäť asi 12 obľúbených žalmov.
And when I would take my dog out for a walk, I would, every morning, I would go through each psalm, focusing upon the words.
A keď som chodil s psom na prechádzku, tak každé ráno som sa zameriaval na to a recitoval tie žalmy.
The power of God's word,
moc Božieho slova,
purifies the memory,
očistuje pamäť,
and brings down all the impure thoughts.
Vymazáva všetky nečisté myšlienky.
So now I hardly ever get plagued with them now.
Takže teraz sa ma to už skoro vôbec nedotýka.
Yeah. Most of the time it's divine will stuff. Stuff.
Či sa zapodívam, sú myšlienky o Božej vôli.
So here, this is the healing, yeah?
Takže toto je uzdravovanie.
This is taking ownership of your journey of healing.
A toto je to prevzatie si vlastníctva na to vlastnou cestou uzdravovania.
Okay, so what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to lead you through some prayers.
Takže čo bude ešte nasledovať dnes večer, prevediem vás nejakými modlitbami.
And then I'm going to encourage you all to... If you need a pathway into freedom,
a budem vás pozbudzovať, ak potrebujete cestu ku slobode,
make a commitment to journaling and adoration, meditation upon the passion.
Tak sa zaviažte sami sebe, že budete vytrvali v tých zápiskoch, v adorácii a v meditovaní hodín umučenia.
When you journal, always begin it, Jesus wants to write, so I am going to write with Jesus.
Keď začnete robiť tie zápisky, nikdy nezačnete inak, ale tak, Ježiš chce teraz písať a ja idem písať s ním.
Start learning to do this with everything.
A učte sa to robiť so všetkým. What do you mean with everything?
So, now we've asked Our Lady to pass through our hearts. She's taught us something new.
Keď pozveme Pánu Máriu do tvojho srdca, nás učí niečo nové.
So now we're going to ask Our Lady to touch us.
A teraz budeme pýtať Pánu Máriu, aby sa nás dotkla.
So what I'm going to ask you to do it prayerfully is present a wound to Mary.
Tak teraz, čo vás požiadam, aby ste urobili, ale mysleli to vážne, vy ukážte tú ránu Márii, Pane Márii.
But do it in the divine will, okay? So, Jesus, you want to present a wound to your mother, so I'm going to do it with you.
Ale urobte to spôsobom Božej vôli. Ježišu, ty chceš prezentovať túto moju ránu teraz Márii, svojej matke, a ja to idem urobiť s tebou.
Because don't forget, every single thing we've suffered, he has suffered for us.
Nezabudnite, každá jedna rana, ktorou sme prešli alebo ju trpíme, on ju už vytrpel a trpí s nami.
So you're kind of sharing the wound with Jesus.
Takže týmto yeah? spôsobom neustále máme podiel a on na jeho ranách, on na našich ranách.
So we ask Jesus now prayerfully, Jesus, we ask you to bring to light a wound that you want your mother to bring healing to.
Takže teraz sa v dôvere zameriame v modlitbe na to. Pane Ježišu, ty chceš mi teraz ukázať ránu, ktorú chceš vo mne predniesť svojej matke, priniesť pred svoju matku, pred moju matku.
And now we do an act of resignation.
A teraz robíme ten úkon absolútneho odovzdania, rezignácie.
By in our hearts simply saying to Jesus.
V srdci jednoducho povieme Ježišovi.
I make an act of resignation to your will.
A každý vo svojom vnútri robím úkon úplného odovzdania, rezignácie do tvojej vôle.
Jesus says that is the medicine.
A Ježiš nám hovorí, toto je liečivo, toto je medicína.
And then we say to our blessed mother.
A potom povieme Pane Márii.
Just one touch, blessed mother.
Iba jeden tvoj dotyk, matka, mama.
Will change everything.
Zmení všetko.
So we do it in faith, blessed mother, just one touch. Will change everything.
Robte to vo viere. Panna Mária, jeden tvoj dotyk stačí.
Just one touch.
Stačí tvoj dotyk, jeden dotyk.
As that touch comes to you from Mary,
ako sa ťa Mária dotýka,
just say a very simple thing in the divine will.
Povedz tieto jednoduché slova v Božej vôli.
Jesus, with your will, I love you.
Ježiš, tvojou vôľou ťa milujem.
Just repeat that. Jesus, with your will, I love you.
Zopakuj, Ježiš, tvojou vôľou ťa milujem.
And I feel Our Lady's presence ministering to you.
Vnímam prítomnosť Panny Márie, ako vám slúži.
And it's almost like she's seeing each one of you as Jesus.
A vnímam, ako sa na každého z vás díva ako a vidí vás, vidí ťa ako Ježiša.
And for some of you, she's taking out a thorn from a crown.
A niektorým z vás vyberá trň.
For others, she's taking out a nail from a hand.
Ako by trň vyberá z hlavy. Niekomu z vás vyberá klinec z ruky.
For others, she's touching what looks like a black mark on the heart.
Niekomu sa dotýka takých čiernych miest v srdci.
And she's touching it with her love.
A dotýka sa ťa s láskou.
And it becomes a beautiful red like the rest of the heart.
A to čierne sa mení a stáva sa to červené ako srdce.
And she's just touching.
Ona sa iba dotýka.
With her beautiful love.
S jej krásnou láskou.
Thank you. So if somebody here suffers from migraines, Our Lady is removing the thorn.
Niekto z nás tu trpí migrénou a Panna Mária vyberá tieto trne.
Somebody who has suffered a deeply wounded heart, Our Lady has healed the knife wound.
Niekto, kto trpel hlbokými ranami v srdci, tak Panna Mária uzdravuje tu tie rany po tom noži.
Someone who has suffered physically at the hands of another, Our Lady has removed the nail in the hand.
Niekto, kto trpel fyzicky bitím, tak Panna Mária odstraňuje klince z ruku.
For someone who suffers from back pain, Our Lady she's just moving her fingers down your spine and cooling down the inflammation. She's easing the pain.
Niekto, kto trpí bolesťou chrbtice, tak Panna Mária sa dotýka tých miest na chrbtici a tým dotykom uzdravuje tú bolesť.
Someone who is, those of you who are suffering from the trauma of painful memories,
tí, ktorí trpia traumatickými spomienkami, mysli,
Our Lady has placed her hand upon you and is bringing the Holy Spirit to fill those memories with love.
Panna Mária sa dotýka vašej hlavy a prináša Ducha Svätého, ktorý vyplňa tie miesta v pamäti, v spomienkach.
And Our Lady has placed a hand on somebody's womb to heal a wound associated with the womb.
Panna Mária sa dotýka niekoho maternice, kto trpel ranami v týchto miestach.
Thank you, Blessed Mother.
Ďaká ti, Panna Mária.
Thank you, Blessed Mother.
Vďaka ti, požehnaná mama.
Thank you, Blessed Mother.
Vďaka ti, Panna Mária.
So we ask you, Blessed Mother, to speak peace into our hearts.
Prosíme ťa, Panna Mária, hovor, aby nastal pokoj, prehovor slova, pokoj do našich srdc.
Speak the peace of Jesus into our souls.
Hovor, aby sme mali v srdciach Ježišov pokoj, prikáž.
Queen of Peace, bring us your peace.
Panna Mária, prines nám tvoj pokoj.
Just have another moment just receiving the peace of Christ, the peace of Our Lady.
A chvíľočku ostaňme v kľude, v pokoji a prijímajme pokoj, Kristov pokoj, ktorý nám Matka dáva.
Touching our bodies.
Panna Mária, Pane Ježišu, ďakujeme vám za dotyky, že sa dotýkate nášho srdca, nášho tela.
And we just conclude this short service and this time of prayer with a Hail Mary in thanksgiving. And we pray this in the divine will.
A ukončíme toto našu modlitbu modlitbou Zdrava z Mária v Božej vôli.
So we're praying it in reparation for all souls of all time.
A v Božej vôli sa táto naša modlitba teraz dotýka a robí reparáciu vo všetkých dušiach, všetkých čias.
And we are giving perfect glory to the Father in the name of Jesus.
A takto dávame dokonalo, prinavraciame Otcovi v Ježišovom mene dokonalú slávu. Zdravás, Mária, milosti plná, Pán s Tebou, požehnaná si medzi ženami a požehnaný je plod života Tvojho, Ježiš. Svätá Mária, Matka Božia, pros za nás hriešni, teraz i v hodinu smrti našej. Amen.
Can we have a priestly blessing to finish
our evening? Môžeme kňazov poprosiť o požehnanie.